the show where we talk about the men and women slapping meat in the middle of the ring and the stories they tell in the process. Of course, I'm GB, I'm Matt, you have Jake. We got a fun show in store for you all today. Don't forget that if you like this episode, you can, if you're watching on YouTube, you can subscribe, you can like it. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, you can follow, you can do all the podcast crap. You can also follow us across all the social media platforms. We're now on Blue Sky, Rebook.bsky.social. And even though TikTok is about to get banned, we're over there too. Okay, so go nuts.
And today we are talking all about AEW Dynamite's Maximum Carnage. If you weren't already hyped enough.
I'm excited. You know, I love a good wrestling event named after a.
Anyway. I forgot there's a Spider-Man comic. Yeah,
are you serious? And there's the SNES video game Maximum Carnage, and it was awesome too. You don't remember that?
And it's also in orange as well, which I think is ironic. What else we got in store, Jake?
We're going to talk about Toni Storm a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. She's crushing it. And just how can you not enjoy what Toni Storm's doing right now? We'll be talking about that. We're going to be like I said, who's excited about Maximum Carnage?
We have some fun stuff planned for Maximum Carnage. But of course, you cannot forget the next Rebook 24/7 Champion of the Week is going to be crowned on this very broadcast.
Actually, I do want to, it's not wasting a little more time, but I do want to say this.
What?
No, this is serious. This is 100% serious.
Oh.
We in SoCal have been through some shit.
Yeah.
The fires have been absolutely devastating. I have several times myself almost had to evacuate. I've gotten very, very lucky. I'm still here in my own home.
Yeah.
But so many people haven't. If you can, if you're in a place that you can do it, please try to donate to some of this fire relief. Either redcross.org, you can text them and it'll be a $10 donation, the World Kitchen, something. If you can help, people need it. And we've seen a great outpouring of help and charity from people here, which has been great. It's just been overwhelming. But like you're talking potentially $50 billion in damage that just Los Angeles County will have seen.
Yeah.
So if there's something you can do to help these people, please do it.
Yeah. You can see if you're watching on.
We'll put links down below in the description as well, but I really wanted to get that out there.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, actually. Absolutely. As you know, some folks may know, I'm in Burbank. Jake, where are you at? I'm not LA, like my LA brain isn't too well versed.
I'm in Sherman Oaks.
So yeah. So you know, we're like, yeah, we've been both of us
have been like on the outskirts of needing to.
Yeah, there was a point in time where I was surrounded on the Watchdog app by all the little fire icons. And that was something. So, you know, being from New York, we don't deal with fires. The most we get is just rats on fire. So for this being, you know, at the scale of what it was,
but that's just to light the streets.
That is true. It's just fuel for the streets. It truly is. We'll be putting the stuff in the description down below, both on podcast platforms as well as YouTube. And we'll also, I'll make sure we put out a post on social media, as well. So that being said, thank you, Jake, for that. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and jump into the show. First thing that we're going to be talking about is Toni Storm, because she truly is the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, talk about just an absolute. Ooh, and I realized that all of our graphics were messed up the entire time while I did that, but it's perfectly fine. Everyone's getting the show in its entirety. But it's okay because I could just edit it out. Anyway, moving forward, though, Toni Storm has been absolutely on fire lately. She's come back, her new gimmick, former champion with way too much trauma. And it has been masterful. Matt, as a fan of the theater, we've been seeing some just really just fun acting, some fun performances. It's very clear Toni is just taking the ball and running with this.
Yeah, I mean, we gushed a little bit about it last week. It's just she could have totally just rested on, hey, I'll just go back to the old gimmick. People would have popped and they would have. But she adds this other layer to it. And whether or not this is like we've talked about it on our Discord, which you should join us on, but like, is this some weird PTSD related amnesia, or is this a ploy by Tony Storm to let everybody's defenses get down, and, you know, specifically maybe a certain AEW women's champion?
Yeah,
I don't know. But what I love is that either way you go with it, you can make some really, really good TV. My only question is, because I love the way they're doing it. I hear a shout out to RJ City, I think has a lot to do with all the Tony Storm work. He's absolutely fantastic as a creative mind. In all this time, though, is not one person in the backstage has been like, hey, you've been here for like 5 years.
You don't wake like, someone that's sleepwalking. You're going to get beat on. What are you talking about?
As soon as I finish, you know what? You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
I think that, though, to your point regarding why no one said anything, if you went back and watched the Office one that they did, you can very clearly see Daniel Garcia just be like, I've met you before.
Yeah, she always conveniently like walks away before somebody goes like, okay.
All right. Yeah. There was even one moment from Jeff Jarrett where he was looking at something and she said something to him and he just was like,
huh? Yeah. Like, no, she was like, can you go over the tape? She was like, can you go over the tape with me? I want to go over my film. He's just like, dude, you're a world champion, bro.
By the way, no, but that's a little bit of an inside baseball thing. That is such a, like, it's kind of a pet peeve of like more veteran people, like rookies who go around to like every single person. Can you like, cause you think that's what you have to do to like make it look like you want it. Like, excuse me, sir. Can you watch my match? Do you mind giving me some pointers about my match? And then 9 times out of 10, they don't listen to anything you say anyway. They just want to get points for asking. So it's a little bit of like a nod to that too, which I found hilarious. So it works on levels, man.
I feel like I had the wrong mentality when I did my brief stint in pro wrestling. I was just like, I'm just going to be quiet and not bother anyone and then do a good job. And then hopefully people like me. And
I'd be the version of Tony Storm who's stacking plates from catering and taking them back to my locker to take home with me later. That's what I would be.
I took the catering for sure though. Did take the catering.
Yo boxes, baby.
Yeah. I think it was the first Full Gear, I want to say, or it was Fighter Fest. I don't remember which one it was, but they had Cracker Barrel for catering. So I with Cynthia and I, my wife, we just grabbed the to-go boxes and we just ate in the hotel room. We're just stuffing our faces. Yeah. It's Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel, baby.
Cracker Barrel, man, is your thing.
Give me the hash brown casserole.
Ooh. Oh my God. Okay. Well, look, guys, I do want to ask a question though, and I think we all know where this is going, but does this lead to a potential match at Grand Slam Australia? Because if it makes the most sense, you know, you get your two biggest Aussie stars in the company together. Jake, you think that's where we're going?
I don't see how you can't. Yeah. I mean, it's a real missed opportunity if you don't do it. It's just how we get there. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm interested because there's been zero interaction.
Yeah.
FYI, as I learned also in our Discord, Ryan May is English, not Australian.
Oh, wow.
In my head, so I'm not alone. I had it in my head that she was Australian too, but she's not. She is 100% British.
Bro, I thought
we're dumb.
Well, it explains the rivalry.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. It really does. Okay, go on, Matt.
No, so like this brings up my point. I fantasy booking for me to get as much as it makes sense. And this is the argument we had in our Discord the other day. You have Grand Slam Australia, of course, Tony rising back to that title, big win, hometown or home country. I get it. It's hard, but man, that Tony just came back with this character and that's a month away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, there's so much more you could do in this chase with Mariah, in my opinion. I know Australia seems like the place to do it, but if you're going to put her in a title match, I think she should lose. And I think, as I stated in our Discord, I think for the next better part of this year, I think Mariah sees this young whippersnapper personality and looks to take advantage of it and does what Tony
did. Do the reverse of the story.
Exactly. Literally do the inverse of what Tony did with Mariah. Timeless Tony did with Mariah, taking her under the wing. But of course, Mariah has much more malicious intent behind it, right? Straight up diabolical heel. And we could get all the way to maybe the next big arena show, which would be the Texas show, which again, I know is not Australia, but
yeah,
man, imagine using that to lure in, to gain Mariah's trust. And then Tony flips it on her head, literally pays back what Mariah did to her.
Yeah.
A year later, literally stabs her. This is how it feels to have someone in your circle turn their back on you, literally stab you in the back. And they could maybe do that in the next 4 weeks, but it would be so rushed.
Yeah, I mean, that would be,
there's so much meat in that story.
Yeah, that would be a very, very meat on the bone. That would be a frustrating one, Jake, because if you go too soon on Toni Storm, you miss out on potentially what you got the first time, right, with this drama.
Sure. Yeah, I very much think you can. But one direction that I think you could take it is, and this is one that I thought about, I almost think it would be interesting if Mariah is angry that Tony does not remember anything she did to her.
Right. There's that theory too. We talked a little bit about that.
I think it would be interesting if it's like, no, I did and it's kind of a like, well, clearly I affected her, right? She, like you said, she's having this weird kind of PTSD moment or something. She's had this, you know, traumatic amnesia occur. But Mariah has become, I mean, it's arguable that she's always been this way, but she's very much become so, I can't with words today, but she's just very, narcissistic.
Yeah.
She's so narcissistic that she can't stand the fact that Tony doesn't remember what she did to her. And I almost think it might be interesting of the opposite. Instead of taking her under a wing, I want to make her life hell again, because it's not fair. It's almost not fair to me that she doesn't remember this.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Like, I want my win, you know?
Right. And it's gone. Yeah, she doesn't even remember it. She doesn't even remember me. Are you kidding me? No.
Yeah.
And it's two sides of the same coin of, I am going to take this opportunity to torture her just as much this time around as I did last. You know, like, this is like Mariah's version of The Good Place. Like, I get to keep, I've reset their memory, and now I get to keep torturing them and putting them through hell over and over and over again.
Oh,
and
man.
I think that could be a really interesting direction to take it to, but you're exactly right. Like, you have to let that breathe. It's got to have some air.
Yeah.
Like, let's not rush into it too much. And like you said, too, I think she can still, as current Tony, go in there and lose.
Yeah.
And either way, you can do it either way, where either at the end of that match, Tony just shakes her hand like a thank you for giving me this opportunity. Yeah. And either Mariah sees that as the opportunity to do to her what she had done to her.
I will say, though,
or
this works because of this. Right. Like mm-hmm. you got the story already baked in. You did this once. Right. Yeah. So you might as well. Right. This time around, it's flipped around its head. I will say, though, does this and then we'll move on because we spent a good amount of time on this. But does this hold hostage the title for too long? Do you like, you know, because but at the same time, I'm also left wondering, who better than Mariah May and Toni Storm right now in the AEW women's division? Not to knock on the rest of the division, but it's just like the only other option is really Mercedes Moné. And she's currently in her belt collector arc. So right. I don't really know where they go with that. So, exciting. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it one way or another, because there's certainly a lot to be excited about when it comes to Toni Storm stories. You know, like, she has clearly proven over the course of how many years now that she is an individual, no matter the promotion, no matter what it is, you just got to pay attention to her, 'cause she's going to find some magic out of nowhere. Brilliant stuff. It's not the only awesome thing going into tonight. And as a matter of fact, as we were talking about with the with Jake, the stupid Max, show it again for the people at home, the Maximum Carnage comic that clearly was the inspiration of the name of this show,
which,
yeah,
we found out because we were surprised thinking Marvel may have owned the copyright on it. But as I looked into the USPTO, they gave it up like in 2011 or something. So it is it was a wide open AEW.
Whoa.
AEW snatched it up.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, I mean,
Marvel.
Also, it was probably more of a headache than what it actually was. Right. Maybe that's what could have been the case. I mean, I don't know. But in any case, though, yeah, let's go ahead and talk about what is going on with Maximum Carnage, because we got a lot of things leading into this one, a lot of fun matches. But we had talked about it before. One of the big matches is going to be the Women's Casino Gauntlet match, the first ever Women's Casino Gauntlet match. And the winner of that will receive the shot for the AEW Women's World Championship at Grand Slam Australia, which we, all three of us, I think, are pretty firm in the camp that it might be Toni Storm, right? Like, it feels like it makes most sense.
Yeah, I mean, like I said,
unless Cameron.
Sure.
I mean, they had a great match on Collision. They had a fantastic match. It was fun to watch, yeah. But Hot Girl Graps. So, you know, as they called it.
But yeah, I don't see any other way you go for now. Yeah. It's just not going to feel as important, especially for a big show like Grand Slam.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let's dive into some of the other matches then, shall we? Because we got a few on the card that look rather exciting. I'm going to see if I can just pull this up real fast. Because one of the matches that we're looking forward to is going to be Kenny Omega going up against Brian Cage, which I'm looking forward to that in particular. Oh, I didn't save the graphic, son of a gun. I might have it here, as a matter of fact. Yes, I do. Man, look at me go. Producer, seducer, producer. So there you go. So, yeah, I mean, we got The Machine versus The Best Bout Machine. Love that graphic. Yeah, I mean, look, this is just going to be a display for Brian Cage, who has been having more and more great matches as of late. He's always had great matches, but now it's like, I feel like maybe some change could be coming for him, you know, hoping. And then of course, Kenny Omega.
I mean, this is a great nod. I mean, this is a great feather in Brian Cage's cap, because this is the first, well, the second match of Kenny Omega back, but the first of him on AEW. They got to trust him a lot.
Yeah.
To put him in a ring with a guy who's been out for a year because of diverticulitis.
Yeah.
So like, that says a lot about how they think about Brian Cage. So I think this is a great opportunity for him.
Now, this, though, I think will be tying into a much bigger story, which will be Will and Kenny taking on the Don Callis family. On the
Don Callis family.
Right. Yeah. So does this maybe spark a Will and Kenny tag team, or is this just going to be like Will and Kenny just taking down the Don Callis family so that we can shut the faction down and then move on for other characters? What do you think, Matt?
I mean, I think it's one of those common enemies form strange alliances kind of things. I think they'll probably be in some tag matches. I don't see matching gear and tag team title matches in their future necessarily. And weird edited music where one fades into the other, you know, that like WWE used to do in like 2009.
Every entrance with Bianca. Yeah. Bianca Belair.
Remember The Miz and The Big Show?
Oh, God.
The Miz Show. Absolutely.
Miz Show. Hell yeah.
Miz. I will say, though, Jericho popped off, though. The Jericho,
yeah.
The Jericho theme popped off. It was very good. But anyway, yeah. So,
but yeah, I don't think it's going to be full on like tag team. I just think, common enemies.
Common enemies, like you and your microphone.
I agree. I think this could very much be a situation like, it's, you know, It's to stick with the Marvel theme. It's like, you know, Captain America and Punisher teaming up. Yes, technically they're both on the same sides, but they don't really agree with how each other does things, but they will come together and fight a common enemy.
Yeah.
And that's very much what this is. So I think it's, they both have their own things they want to do. They both have their own agendas. I don't see it being a, you know, a prolonged or long-term team up.
Yeah.
But it is a alliance of necessity.
Yeah. But I love the stare down between Will and Kenny. Kenny just looked like he had to take the biggest dump, and he's just like,
well, he's Will, got the diverticulitis.
It's so true. And then Will was just confused. Will was like, you know, yeah, that face. It was great. It was really great.
Which also is a face you can have while taking a dump.
That's very true. Speaking of faces that Ricochet.
What a pick.
No, yeah. Well, it's also because of this new character.
Carnage, yeah.
This new character of Ricochet, the crazy, you know, sadistic man who has been clowned on one too many times. I'm gonna go on a limb and say that this is like gonna be the story to watch going into Wednesday or going to Dynamite today. Because there's a big opportunity here for Ricochet to really establish the direction of the story for the character here, right? Like, we know why he's attacking Swerve, but now we want to know what he's going to do with all that he has built up. So Jake, where do you see this potentially going? Does it go to the Hurt Syndicate? Does a Hurt Syndicate come out? I mean, surely Swerve is going to come out, right? But What would you like to see happen here?
It just seems like it's that we're building to I mean, we've already established, again, this is an enemy of my enemy is my friend situation.
Yeah.
Except, you know, the Hurt conglomerate has already they've already recruited Ricochet once before. This is, you know, what we've talked about. And now they and Swerve is, you know, spurned their advances. It just seems like another inevitable team up.
Yeah.
And one that I think would benefit both parties, honestly, be it, you know, in a big push and a change in character for Ricochet and giving some more story and direction and character arc to Hurt LLC. So I think it's going to be great.
I wonder if he took out, you know, an LLC on that. I hope MVP did.
I mean, maybe it's an S Corp. I don't know. There's a lot of questions I have about. Yeah, you're called the Hurt Business. You have to have insurance.
You have to have insurance. Sure. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, yes. That'd be a crime if
incidental. Property.
I mean, you're paying out the ass for it.
For sure. The premiums are insane.
For sure. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though, in keeping with the conversation.
These are the things you have to think about when you're starting your own Hurt Business.
Exactly. Okay? Yeah. How do you have your
tax seasons coming up?
Hurt ask tax.
Your tax professional.
Your Hurt Human Resources.
I want to start Hurt HR so bad.
Hurt resources. I heard
from so-and-so that you didn't hurt them very much. Mm. And that's not what we stand for here.
At Hurt LLC.
Do you need a personal day to attend a rage room? Exactly. I can book one on your behalf.
We can also book a person for you to hurt as well, yes. Just so you know. Yes. Now, yeah. We talked to Jose over here. We don't really like him that much.
It's like Blood Boys for the rich people, but we just have like beatdown dummies. Yeah.
Beatdown dummies, a new toy from AEW.
Love it.
So speaking of the beatdown dummies, we have them teaming, going up against Mark Briscoe and Private Party. And what was interesting here is that it's Private Party and Mark Briscoe versus the Hurt Syndicate. So did they say that there's like a third person, or is it MVP, or is it just going to be Bobby Lashley 2v1ing Private Party? Because I have a feeling it's going to be Bobby Lashley 2v1ing Private Party.
I didn't hear specifically
probably. Either.
Yeah. Right. That's weird. Actually now, cause I've read it and I'm like, wait a minute, what is going on here? Like, is there a third member? Or is something else afoot? You know, could maybe. Oh, wait, it's MVP's in-ring debut.
Oh,
there we go, okay. Baby.
Whoa, that is freaking awesome. Hey, have you seen MVP lately? He's been posting on Blue Sky and stuff like that. My guy's jacked. He is. He's got the good. Pythons. He's got pythons. So we got for that matchup. I mean, we'll brush past that, but I'm only going to mention it because keep your eyes out on this one. This is Hurt Syndicate's making moves for tag titles. And I think this is a perfect story, especially considering like Private Party acting like they're the big deal. And then in comes a Hurt Syndicate and they are legit. And I think that has been the best part about this, which is what we talked about when they first debuted. There's just this aura of legitimacy around the Hurt Syndicate, and it is going to really unravel Private Party, I think, in this story. And it should be a pretty good one, but we'll save that as it continues to develop, because there is one more matchup that we have to cover, and one that genuinely came out of nowhere. But fellas, I'll be honest, not that disappointed, because I like different. I like new. And it's going to be Jon Moxley, the AEW World Champion, putting his title against Powerhouse Hobbs, who won in the men's casino gauntlet match Dynamite last week. And since then, he has come out on Collision and Dynamite at the end and has basically single-handedly pushed back the Death Riders all on his own. He doesn't care. He just walks right to the ring and the Death Riders do nothing to stop him. And I got to say, it's kind of cool to see Powerhouse Hobbs treated this way. It's very reminiscent, if you remember, of Ryback and the Shield. Do you remember when they put that one, Jake? Yeah, it reminds me. It reminds me of that only because the Shield were presented as this like dominant force and no one can stop. And then here comes this one person. Does this end though the same way it did for Ryback?
Yes.
Essentially, yeah.
This matchup, sure, but I hope overall it doesn't. Right. You know, fingers crossed, right? We're pulling for you.
Oh, God. In the long term, I hope not. I thought you meant short term.
Well, because I felt like that kind of was. No one went into that matchup thinking Ryback was going to win. And I think that kind of hurt him. And I kind of feel it's the same thing here, where no one's going into this matchup thinking Hobbs is going to win. So and we've already been in this situation with the international championship when he faced Konosuke Takeshita. So is this like kind of continuing to, I mean, it's good for Hobbs. I'm not trying to like disparage. I'm just saying like, they have my interest, but if they don't do anything with this, I'm really confused. It just feels like a stopgap, you know?
That's exactly what it is.
100%.
That's what's a bummer about it. I think Matt said something about this in the Discord, of like, when we're obviously going towards Mox and Cope, why are we stopping along the way, like for this Powerhouse Hobbs thing? Like, I'm not saying that I'm not glad that he's gotten the opportunity and all that sort of thing. That's great. Good for Hobbs. He needs to be in the main event picture. But this just seems to be telegraphing, we just wanted to put an AEW World Championship match on Maximum Carnage.
That's
with no like real plan for it to go anywhere. I don't know. Or spurn any other, you know, spin off any other branches of a story.
Yeah.
My thing is, because I want to see, I like Hobbs and I want to see him in that. I would have rather them push through and stayed consistent with their story with Cope and FTR, push that through to its inevitable kind of at least somewhat finished, push to that title match that we know is coming.
Yeah.
And then maybe in his own story, doesn't have to be like, give me 3-4 weeks to a pay-per-view, give Hobbs a pay-per-view main event. Give him a pay-per-view title match with his own. Doesn't have to be a 6-month story. Give him from one pay-per-view to the next, you know, 3-4 weeks. The one thing I could see is that maybe this is Hobbs's way of getting kind of roped in. Cause I feel like we're also, in addition to a Cope Mox match, we're working our way towards an inevitable team AEW versus Death Riders faction warfare scenario at some juncture. So maybe this is his way of kind of joining FTR, Cope, Hobbs, maybe Darby comes, but we know Darby's probably gone for a little bit, but like versus Death Riders. So this could be his. And if he stays in that scene and kind of the main picture, great. Mm-hmm. Then I can see a little bit more justification. Otherwise, it's a weird pit stop.
I think that Hobbs should win the international championship off of Takeshita, and they need, like, they haven't had like a big guy champion in a long time. You know, the last one was Miro. I'm pretty sure. I can't think of anyone that was like big guy champion. Did
Wardlow briefly have the TNT title?
I don't think so. Did he? But even then,
it was very brief. And
it's still, regardless, it's just.
I agree.
It's been a while, so it might be a good opportunity for them to do it. I'm expecting the match to be great, because Hobbs really has been fun to watch. He's a big guy who goes up there and does things that big guys should not be doing, puts himself in positions that he should not be in, and he somehow manages to come out on top, especially in those high-risk top rope spots like what we saw in the Konosuke Takeshita match. I really like everything that we've been getting with Hobbs. So look, regardless of the fact that this is looking like it's going to go the way of Moxley, I can also see it lead to maybe a disqualification. I'm okay with that. Sure. You know, I'm cool with it. Like maybe Hobbs actually, because here's how I think. And if I may real fast, just, you know, do a little bit of this real quick. Okay. Hit you with it. If I may, what I think would be the best case scenario out of this isn't Moxley just beating Hobbs clean in the middle of the ring. It is a disqualification of some kind because Hobbs gets too close. And I think that's where it starts to become, because Copeland's kind of been dropping this. I'm sorry, Cope. He's been dropping this lately. He's been like, you talk about someone wanting to step up, but every single time you do, in come your Death Riders, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he mentioned that on promo on Collision the other day. So it leads me to believe that where we're going toward is everyone now is no longer buying what Moxley is selling. And I think you're going to start to see that kind of come to fruition a bit more. I would like to see that start with the Death Riders losing the trios titles so that this way it kind of establishes like a clear downfall, because I think we are ready to move on from this story. I don't really see much of a reason to continue carrying it forward if there isn't really a clear direction. But what it did do, Jake, is it gave us some great main event talent, you know, new names, Orange Cassidy, Jay White, mm-hmm. right? Like new people that were popping up in there. Darby Allin. What'd
you think? Yeah. I just don't want us to go back to the, like, you know, instead of making somebody, just rely on someone that's already made. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
That's all I and it feels inevitable. Like it feels like at times AEW's purpose is not to necessarily build a championship or what. It's just to give flowers to whoever we think is due flowers. And it's not to say that Bryan Danielson didn't deserve the AEW World Championship. He absolutely did. But it also was kind of a thing of like, all right, he got it now. And then instead of like enjoying the run, it just felt like, when is he going to drop it?
Yeah,
waiting for the inevitable, true. Right?
Yeah.
And I feel like if that's my concern with Cope, is that it's like, all right, it's one last hurrah for Cope.
I don't think he's winning the world title.
I don't think so either.
No.
I mean,
I think him and FTR are going to win the trios titles. I think that's what they're going to do, because right. that the belts have done nothing for an incredibly long time, and they have a lot of TV time that they got to like reorganize, I feel. And trios titles on Dynamite or trios titles on Collision would be good. You don't want to do tag and trios on the same show, you know, all the time. But I do believe that like you want to have trios. I think trios should be a Collision thing, you know, like they should just be on Collision, defended on Collision.
A collision division.
And then I'm okay with that. We got a lot of shows. We got a lot of themed shows from AEW. And I figured that we got to help them out. You know, I mean, now they're digging out of old comic books. And yeah, sure, we could talk about, you know, the rights usage and all that crap, right? It makes a lot of sense. But I think we got to help make some AEW show names. That's right, because Maximum Carnage, that's a great name, but we can do better. So here is your task, my friends. All right, this is a game for Jake and Matt, and of course, for the viewer at home, you can participate as well. Comment in the comment section down below. Here it is. Quick, Tony Khan is in a panic and needs a name for an upcoming episode of AEW Dynamite Live from Ding Dong, Texas. And it's a real place. I can confirm it. I looked it up. What is the show name and the main event? Now, if you need some help, I can go ahead and help you because I did a quick search on ChatGPT. I found some horrific names. Like, how about AEW Dynamite Savage Domination? Oh, wait. AEW Dynamite Savage Domination.
I don't like that one.
No. I already have the answer.
Okay. I think I've got some as well.
Yeah. Go for it. All right. Well, hold on a second. Matt, I'm going to say the prompt again. Quick, okay. Tony Khan is in a panic and needs a name for an upcoming episode of Dynamite. It's in Ding Dong, Texas, and it's totally a real place. What's the show name and what's the main event? Go.
Well, of course, we've got Buku Bucks, and we love just buying the rights to classic music to use for one night. So why not just throw millions of dollars once again at a major recording artist? This one, somebody who's dead. Because why not exploit Prince more than people already have? So it's going to be AEW Dynamite, party like it's 1999. And the main event will be a Lights Out NYE blast. And you will have a countdown in the main event until the lights go out and fireworks explode into the center of the ring, maiming everyone involved.
Wow.
I love it.
I'm in. Let's book it. I'm totally down.
It's a better version of that that Mox and Kenny Omega match. Oh, God,
the exploding ring match.
That basically just had sparklers go off.
All right. Okay, Matt, that was a really good one. You can think of another one, too. So you're not out of it yet. If you want to, it's up to you. But, you know, continue forward. I'll share one as well. Here it is. Jake, here's the prompt. Quick, Tony Khan is in a panic and needs a name for an upcoming episode of Dynamite in Ding Dong, Texas. Totally a real place. What's the show name and what's the main event?
All right, well, I have two names that I've come up with. First is AEW Dynamite Death and Texas. All right. So that's one.
That's what I associate Texas with famously. Okay, yeah, go on.
Instead of death in Texas, it's death in Texas. All right. And but this is the one I want to go with. This is happening live from Ding Dong, Texas. It's AEW Dynamite Cock of the Walk.
All right. Okay.
That's it. And the main event is a Fox in the Hen House match. Okay.
Oh God, explain.
Wait, it's not a cockfight?
No, it's a
No. That's the match before the main event. That's the opener, yes. Actually. It's a cockfight to open things up. Go on, Jake. What is it?
Fox in the Hen House match. It's basically just a battle royale.
Okay.
In a cage made of chicken wire. And the objective is you have to get everyone else out of the cage. You have to stay in the cage.
The fox in the hen house.
You are the fox. Get all the other hens out of the hen house.
I love it. So
yeah. And you are the cock of the walk if you win, and you win a shot at the title of your choosing.
Emphasis. I'm the cock. I had thought of I was like, because you know, one of my favorite things.
Why is it Maximum Carnage not on Max only?
Damn. And also, where's the branding opportunity?
Right.
You know, you could have done Max Carnage. You know, come on, guys. We're right here. We keep saying it. I was going to say, because, you know, AEW likes to do, like, for example, they're doing a Texas Showdown or Texas Street Fight, but they're nowhere near Texas. Right. So I would like to think that they would do, it would be like AEW Brooklyn Beatdown in Ding Dong, Texas. And in the main event It is the construction match. Now, you may think to yourself, oh, that sounds interesting. Like they're going to build stuff. No, what it is that one
it's person constantly underway and never ends
pretty much. And also they got the match ends when someone clocks in or clocks out for work that day. So you got to prevent them from clocking in and then clocking out. You run to the back, you slap their hand, you steal the ticket. I don't know. Figure it out.
And okay. Participants, much like seeking elected office in New York, have to prove residency within the city of New York for at least 5 years exactly. Prior to entering the matchup.
While
the
competing match. In Ding Dong, Texas. What? Just yeah. Want to really stress that. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let us know what fun names you got. Matt, do you have one more or you cook? I can't
no,
think
I'm
of
good.
Another.
I'm good with mine. No.
You're good? Okay. Jake, do you have another one? Is usually one on the docket.
Oh man.
Maybe we'll come back to it another time.
Lone Star Savagery. I don't know. I got
sorry. Hey, for those of you guys in the comment section, if you want some help, how about AEW Carnival of Chaos? Or how about AEW Chaos Reigns? Or how about AEW Unleashed Fury? There you go. There's some good ones. Have fun good with Lord. That.
Are they?
Yeah, right?
Let us know in the comment section down below. What's your funny AEW show name? We would love to hear from you. But of course, that takes us to the best segment of the week, your Rebooked 24/7 Champion of the Week. That's of course the award where we give it to the person, place, or thing, whatever that made us happy in the world of pro wrestling this week, and whatever that may be. Do you guys have yours? Because I have mine. I can go first if you guys want some time.
Go for sure, it.
Go ahead.
Cool. So as you guys know, I you know, Rebooked on Blue Sky now. You can go ahead and follow us at rebookedpod.bsky.social. Eventually, we'll have a cleaner domain name. But there is one person on the internet that I respect a lot. And Matt, I think you might feel the same way.
Just Jake, one?
Jake, there's a few. There's a few. Okay. But there's just one individual in particular who, you know, I do respect. And it's one Lance Storm.
Let's go.
Lance Storm, he's one of the GOATs for a reason. But here's the thing. He had posted something on Blue Sky that got me thinking. I never want to piss off Lance Storm. And it was a bit late, but I'm making a New Year's resolution. If I'm listening to your wrestling podcast and you preface what you're going to say with people online are going to be mad or WWE or AEW fans are going to complain, I'm immediately turning off your show. So I just want to say that Lance Storm, I'm giving you the belt because I never want to piss you off, buddy. Okay. So my Rebooked 24/7 champion is just Lance Storm. That's all it is. Just Lance. Just Lance. It's for all you, right. Pal.
Always. I like Lance. I like Lance.
I like Lance too. I want to meet him one day. He's a legend. All right. Who wants to go next?
Well, Jake, I have one, but I want you to go because if you don't say the thing I think you're going to say, I'm going to say it because it has to be covered this week. So you go.
Well, mine's serious.
Okay. All right. Well, then. All right. So then I will say the one thing everybody in our Discord and on social media would have to say.
Oh, I know what you're saying because I nominated. Okay. Yes.
I wanted to see if you were going to do it or not. So if you've got a champion one. Yes. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a call out to the WWE side of the wrestling sphere. But boys, it's been done.
What happened?
The curse is broken.
What? What do we do?
The floodgates are open. The Blue Thunder Bomb.
Oh, what a match.
A match.
We were going to talk about it later. Oh, my God.
But for our champion of the week, whether it's not Sami Zayn. We love Sami, but no, it's not the Blue Thunder Bomb itself.
By the way, such a thing that I literally went and grabbed the picture specifically to remember the moment. And how apropos that it was Miz who lost to a Blue Thunder Bomb. It was so good. He hits him with a Helluva kick, goes for the Blue Thunder Bomb, and truly, truly, life is healing. Nature's healing. Wrestling is healing. Yeah. Mm. Good one. Blue Thunder Bomb. That's a tough one. Lance Storm may have to take a side this week. We may have to piss off Lance Storm. I'm just saying. Jake, go for it, buddy.
I have two. They're both heartfelt. One of my best friends back home, Greg Stennett, his father just passed away from pancreatic cancer. It was a lot sooner than they anticipated, but man, the world lost a good one. Lee Stennett was his name. We called him Corky. And he was just a good dude. He worked at a local hospital for years and just like, I mean, he's just a good man. Love him. Love that whole family. They've been through a lot. So I want to give a shout out to Greg and June and Corky. Thinking about all of you guys. My second nominee, to tie it all back to the beginning, is firefighters.
Yeah.
Firefighters, mm-hmm. First responders. Listen, nobody made a song called Fuck the Fire Department.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Firefighters.
The only ones that run in. The only ones that run into an open fire.
They are legit. And man, they have been busting their ass. And I'm also going to shout out the incarcerated firefighters mm-hmm. who have come out and helped. Like, they don't have to do that. They don't have to do that. And they still are going out, risking their lives for all of us, knowing they're going right back in.
Yeah.
To a 12 by 12 cell.
Yeah.
And whatever they've done, you know, they're doing their time, but man, this is it's a big deal. And we're hoping that it's obviously not going to get bad the next two nights.
Yeah.
With more of this wind. But man, the fact that the firefighters have done what they have and first responders have done what they have this far.
Hell yeah.
He's impressive as hell. That's my 24/7 rebook champion.
I like that. You know what? I think we can give it to everyone this week. Why don't we just
give
do
it
that?
To all of them.
In the interest of just spreading good vibes, why we got to make it a competition? It. And also, sure. I just don't want Lance Storm to be mad at me. So we're going to give it to everyone. There we go. All right, guys. Well, that is going to do it for our AEW show this week. Make sure you tune in to AEW Maximum Carnage and AEW Collision Maximum Carnage. Both shows are going to be happening this week. We'll be covering it on next Wednesday's show, getting ready for it. And if there's anything you think we should be talking about, you got any fun ideas, things you want to share with us, let us know. You can join us in our Discord. You can find all that information in the comments down below. You can find it in the description. We'd love to have you. We got a great little community that's building up day by day. New members join at least once a day. It's been super fun. And we're very grateful for folks tuning in and caring about the show. Don't forget, our WWE show comes out tomorrow as of the airing of this video. So that's going to do it. But guys, it was a pleasure. I'll talk to you in 5 minutes. But for the viewers, it will be 24 hours.
Tomorrow.
Oh, all right, guys. Catch you soon. Take care.